I'm in Manchester, where 11 members of a notorious gun and drugs gang known as the Gooch Gang have been jailed for up to 39 years, life sentences with a minimum of 39 years, for a whole series of crimes up to involvement in murder and drugs, firearms offences and the rest of it. The general feeling in Manchester is that getting these 11 people out of the way has lifted a huge cloud that's hung over the city for some years and led to it being nicknamed Gunchester in some areas. Since they were arrested and taken off the streets, there's been an incredible fall in firearms-related offences. In 2007, there were 38 of these, 38 shootings related to gangs. In 2008, there were three. And in the last year, there have been no gang-related deaths from gun violence at all. I started off by asking Alistair Cox, who's one of the councillors, one of the Labour councillors for the Moss Side area, where the Gooch Gang, as they were known, were based, how he's finding things now.
Well, I think people are feeling fairly reassured by the outcome of the court case, which has been announced, with the very long sentences being given out to the guys who've been found guilty of those serious crimes. I think people were waiting to hear that because hasn't always been the case. There hasn't always been a clear judicial response to that.
And can removing 11 people from society have such a dramatic effect? I mean, people are talking about the breakup of this Gooch Gang being the prime reason why there's been this remarkable fall in firearms offences in Manchester.
I mean, on the positive side, I think it does send out a very important symbolic message that, you know, if young people choose or feel pressurised to get involved with guns and gangs, ultimately that can lead up to their lives being destroyed.
I'm with Matt Sumners, who's the director of the Powerhouse, which is a great big youth and community centre in Moss Side. Matt, the impression's been given that the jailing of these gang members has kind of lifted a huge cloud from this area, but I don't suppose things are ever that simple, really.
The jailing of these certain gang members came from the other side of Princess Parkway, where...
Is that the Alexandra Park, they call
yes.
it?
Yeah, and as such, there was never a real issue with the Powerhouse and the Gooch Gang.
Because it's all very territorial, isn't it?
It can be.
It can be,
although in the 2 years that I've been here, we've strived to open up the doors and get good publicity across to like the members of the community that we are nowhere in any way related to any gang culture, and if it does happen within the building, we'll have it out and we will tell and inform the police.
I'm with Patsy Mackay of Mothers Against Violence, which is a very well-known campaigning group in these parts, well, nationally, of people who've been affected by this and this type of gun violence and fought to persuade young people from joining it. Patsy, what's your reaction to what's happened to this gang?
Well, I think my first reaction was sadness. Sadness because I'm a mother. I look at the situation for me, but for the grace of God, my son could have been there, and that's why I actually come to it with sadness.
You have just met your delightful little grandson. He's growing up round here, I guess.
He is, yes.
And I've just driven through. It all looks very good. In fact, my sister lives just across at Thornton Road. Do you feel there's a kind of feeling that it's an upbeat feeling, things are getting better?
The people who live on the streets around here, they go out, they do their thing, they live like anyone else, anywhere else. So I really believe that, you know, I mean, here at Moss Side, it's not worse than anywhere else. And for me, when I looked at what happened with those two young children, I think that's where we need to be putting our focus, really, on children. I really believe that. And the way they live, the way they're brought up, you know, the influences that are around them, whether it be from media or from a home or from in the community, the people who they play with, what the things they watch, I really believe that's where we need to be focusing our attention. If our young people are going to grow up knowing who they are, knowing that they have a purpose, and us as adults showing them examples, because I really believe that's the big fall, then they have something to live up to, don't they now?